person listening, this wonderful finale brings me back to my true home.
In the Zen tradition, we often hear about beginner's mind. A beginner is a beginner because they have no experience, they have no past with whatever they're beginning at. Also, they have no future because they don't have any expectation. They don't know what they're getting into. It's a very wonderful place to be a beginner. Our challenge is, how do we sit down every time with our practice with that same mind? If we sit down with an expectation of how the meditation should go, if we sit down with a recollection of how our meditation was in the past, we're not sitting with beginner's mind. We've already boxed our meditation into a conceptual framework, which doesn't exist outside of our minds. So let us begin tonight with the beginner's mind. No expectations, no past references. We encounter the practice and with freshness, curiosity, interest, energy. We enjoy the process of discovery. In the first tetrad, the first four meditations, as elucidated by the Buddha in the Anapanasati Sutta, the first two have to do with specifically breath, awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath, and the capacity to know the experience of breathing intimately. In the second two meditations, we are now based in the breath. We are now moving into the exploration of various aspects of our being. Tonight, it has to do with the body. So the third meditation is breathing in and out. I'm aware of my body. And the fourth is breathing in and out. I calm my body. And this awareness of the body is something that goes on in the body. We're not outside the body, looking at it, judging and evaluating in any way. We bring our awareness fully into the body and experience that. The primary way to experience it is as a whole body. So one allows one's awareness to be present to the body from the top of the head down to the trunk of the body, arms, legs, down to the feet, to the floor. I'm aware that there's a body here. Breathing in and out, I'm aware from the inside of a body and what that experience is to be in a body. It is also possible to do this meditation more like a body scan, where one is moving through the various parts of the body, feeling and experiencing them. And in the Thich Nhat Hanh tradition, smiling. What we're going to focus on tonight, we'll start grounded in the breath and then breathing in and out. We stay centered in our body. Feeling the experience as we breathe in. Feeling the experience as we breathe out. As we rise, as we walk, as we sit. We stay very connected to this fundamental reality of our incarnation. I am in a body, and I know that body. It is not a mystery to me. It is not unknown territory. It is not an enemy. It is something that I know intimately. How do I know it intimately? Through the practice of mindfulness and awareness. It is not a conceptual understanding. It's a direct experiential understanding. From there, we move into the final meditation, which is calming the body. Now, traditionally, having moved from awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath, having moved into a deep awareness of the body, the calmness of the body is already present. But in this fourth meditation, it is almost like breathing in and out. I am aware of the calmness in my body. And in the practice of awareness, we allow ourselves to be present to that experience. About the fourth meditation, the calmness, calming the body. Again, actually, it is simply experiencing, becoming aware of that when I am present to my body and suffuse my body with awareness, there is a calmness that's just present. So we all, it's almost in the fourth meditation, it's breathing in and out. I am aware of the calmness in my body. But if one doesn't feel that, then to take the more active stance of saying, breathing in and out, I calm my body. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my body. But that's fine too. In today's meditation practice is based on awareness, the first foundation of mindfulness of the body. We began with the breath, and now we move into the body, both as a experience of awareness, body awareness, but also as a foundation for calmness. Finding that ground right here within our own body, within our own breath. We find stability and calmness. So this first tetrad, awareness of the body, awareness of the breath, it is the foundation of mindfulness practice. It is the ground which we stand, it is the island we return to. It is always available to us. So tonight, our meditation, our sitting and walking, let us enjoy practicing the same teaching the Buddha gave to his bhikkhus and bhikkhunis over 2,500 years ago. He said the same thing. awareness of your body. You may be aware that there is some discomfort. A lot of sitting today. You may be aware as you practice mindfulness of the body, as you breathe in and out, that there is some fatigue in the body. But then there's the add-ons. There's the story we begin to process about in terms of these uncomfortableness in our body, the fatigue in our body. And so therefore we are no longer in the body with awareness. We have now exited our body and we're in the story we're telling ourselves. Please, whatever is going on in your body, observe it with mindfulness. Shine the light so you can see clearly the source of your suffering. It may not be what you think it is. Breathing in, I am aware of my body. Breathing out, I calm my body. That's simple. Breathing in, I'm aware there's some discomfort in my body. Breathing out, I relax my body. Just like that. Mindfulness, awareness brings us into intimate relationship with the reality of being in the body. This is not a mind practice, not a thought practice. Again, if whatever you're experiencing in your body, please be present to it as an experience. See, once again, the mind moving to grasp and to begin to make a story about what's going on in the body. Allow your mindfulness to see that. Let go, release, relax, smile, come back to pure awareness of the body. Of the practice. So in the practice of awareness of the body, as we breathe in and out, we bring our attention, our awareness down from our shoulders, neck, head, where unfortunately is too much, and we bring it down into the body. So as one is breathing, one is feeling the body, especially from the neck down to the trunk, into the legs, and the connection to the cushion mat floor. Bring your center of gravity, bring your attention down. Feel yourself in your midst. Feel yourself in the area from your navel down to your pelvis, legs. Feel your solidity and your grounded center. And as you breathe in and out, maintain that awareness that is in the body, not just in the head. Breathing in, I am aware of my body. And as you say the words, feel it. Feel yourself in your body. few minutes, our first full day of this retreat will come to an end. Thank you for your efforts and your diligence and sincerity of practice today. It's been a good day. Again, if your body and mind are weary and you feel a need for rest, please get that rest. But if you find that your mind is still awake, it's quite enjoyable, the practice that goes on after formal meditation ends. One could sit here in the meditation room in a chair, or one could go outside. It's not quite a full moon, but it's quite beautiful, a little cooler. You go outside and do walking meditation, or to sit on a bench by the river. Again, if you're up for it, please take advantage of the nights right here. Again, just for a reminder that we will be closing all the doors except the back door at 9:30, and then at around 11:15, that back door will be locked, and if you go out after that, please unlock it, and then when you come back, unlock it. And again, hopefully today, we've developed a deeper relationship with our breath and with our bodies. Please take that deepening relationship with you when you do get into bed. Please fall asleep with your breath. And again, set the intention that the first thing in the morning when you awaken, your attention will immediately go to your breath. It's a good intention. And again, when you get up in the morning, don't jump out of bed, but take your time again to reestablish that relationship and to set your intention for the day. And then go about your morning toilet and your movement toward the meditation hall with meditative deliberation. So we will, in a moment, fasten our legs, and then we will bow to the Buddha and to each other.